Thank you all so much for a wonderful song, wonderful traditional song that I'm sure how many of you are here this morning, you're in the sanctuary, and it's wild, Till the Storm Passes By. That's a brand new song, never heard that before. Most likely that we've heard that, and whether you are in church or out of church, you've probably heard that song before, but it is a wonderful introduction to this morning's reading that is in the Old Testament, the one that I was sharing with the kids this morning. That is, I am smart enough to find my place, so I got back to my place in my Bible, so I know where I'm at now. Wasn't as much there, but the book of Joshua begins in the midst of a storm for Joshua. Joshua has had a friend. He has had a mentor. He has had someone that has not only led him, but has led the people of God as they are called. These are the Israelites that were called out of bondage. And it's Moses. Moses has been a friend. He's been a leader. He's been a mentor to Joshua. And what we are not reading this morning, but what we... what leads into what we are reading is Joshua chapter 1, verse 1 says, now that your servant Moses has died, that you're the one who is going to lead the people. And so the song that you just heard, and the song that you're well familiar with, that you've heard, that you likely know the stories with, imagine this song, and imagine being in the midst of a storm of mourning someone that's a friend, someone that's cared about you, someone that's taught you, someone that's led you, and all the people that they're no longer with you. So in the midst of a storm, and in the midst of that storm of mourning, that storm of grief, Joshua is called by God to lead the people of Israel. And so what we are going to read is Joshua chapter 1, starting at verse 6 and continuing through verse 9, and appropriately so. These are the first words that God will really speak into Joshua's life. Again, Joshua chapter 1, starting at verse 6. I'm reading from a translation. It's called the New Living Translation. Be strong and courageous, for you are the one who will lead these people to possess all the land that I swore to their ancestors that I would give them. Be strong and very courageous. Be careful to obey all the instructions Moses gave you. Do not deviate from them, turning either to the right or to the left. And then you will be successful in everything that you do. Study this book of instruction continually. Meditate on it day and night so that you will be sure to obey everything that is written in it. Only then will you prosper and succeed in all that you do. And this is my command. Be strong and courageous. Do not be afraid or discouraged, for the Lord your God is with you wherever you go. And this is the word of God for the people of God. Thanks be to God. Let's bow our heads together. On this day, O God, we seek your strength. We seek your courage. You have spoken to us, Lord, in the midst of your words. And we pray and ask that these may become living words for us, and that they may strengthen us, that they may make us even more courageous. Lord, I thank you for the words that you have spoken in my heart. I pray and ask that as I preach this morning, that the words that I share, they will be pleasing and acceptable in your sight. For these things we ask together in the name of Christ Jesus, our Lord, and the one who saves us. Amen. And I do want to invite you, because we are still in the start of a new year, and so I wonder about your feelings. What are the feelings that you're carrying with you in 2026? That is, as long as you're not still making that mistake of thinking this is 2025, or even thinking that the 90s were only 20 years ago. What are the feelings that you keep with you? What are the feelings that are first and foremost? I mean, what do you expect? Because that's what it is. When I talk about what are your feelings about a new year, you know, what are the expectations that you're having? Because our feelings do factor into this. I mean, is this going to be a good year? Is this going to be a bad year? Is this going to be a year that's about the same? And one of the things about it, people that really pay attention to feelings, people that really pay attention to people like us, they say that sometimes, and even most of the time, that our feelings, the feelings that we carry, the feelings that we start in something new like this, that they oftentimes dictate what will come into, well, our actions and even our thoughts along the way, is that it is the feelings that we carry with us that really determine if it's going to be good, bad, or about the same. And that's what I want us to recognize from the very beginning, is that what you are feeling today has the potential to shape a large part of your upcoming year. As I was saying about this reading that's in the book of Joshua, this reading where there is a transition. There is a transition that is happening. Moses has died. Joshua is going to be, he is going to be leading the people. And you see that reflected. You see that reflected in the book this morning. But our reading for today, just imagine Joshua, who has had Moses. You know, Moses, the burning bush Moses, Moses, the Ten Commandments, has had him as a mentor, has had him as a leader, has had Moses as a friend, and now Moses has died. And Joshua is leading the people of God into a promised land, a promise that was made for all the people, but a promise that God gave to Moses. And do you think that there are a lot of feelings that are swirling around Joshua? Do you imagine that as he is standing on the edge of a promised land, do you think that as he begins to go forward into the promised land, that there are a lot of things that are swirling around in his head, in his heart, in his soul, and in his mind? You know, last week I started this new series called Beyond Average. And the idea invited you to ask, what would it take in your life to go from an average kind of spiritual life, maybe a spiritual life that is a little bit better than last year, but a spiritual life that definitely, you know, it's not getting any worse. It's not going to be worse than it was, you know, this upcoming year is not going to be worse than it was last year, but maybe just marginally a little bit better. But I invited you to ask yourself, what would it mean to go beyond average? Just this day in, day out kind of, you know, maybe a little bit better, but not much better. What would it mean to go from average to amazing in your life? Well, what Joshua discovers is that sometimes you don't have the ability to make that call. Sometimes you don't have the ability to sit in a space like this, or even to be online in a space, how you are connecting this morning. But sometimes you don't have opportunities to really take a minute and reflect and say, how could I? How could I go from average to amazing? Sometimes there are things that just happen. This is what Joshua is. Joshua is going to have to go well beyond his average, leading the people of God into a brand new land and into a brand new territory. And what is so helpful about this story from Joshua is that what is true for Joshua is true for all of us. And it's one of those things that, as we ended last week, about really asking yourself, do I want to do this? Do I want to have more of God's presence in my life this year? Do I want to grow deeper in my connection that I have with God in an upcoming year? What we discover is that what Joshua is doing, all of us have to do. You see, if we're really going to move from average to amazing in our spiritual lives, like Joshua, it means starting something new. Now, it may not be moving into a new land. It may not be moving into a new place, but it may involve discovering some new friends and some new places in 2026. It may mean that you start something new by even taking a look and leaving some anger behind that you've been carrying with you. It may mean that you take some commitments. You take a commitment and say, you know what, I'm really going to hold on to that commitment and I'm really going to follow through with it this year. Because that's what Joshua helps us to understand, is that to really do this, to really move beyond average, to really move beyond something that we're used to, it does require all of us to start something new. And maybe for you, maybe this is music to your ears. Maybe this is music to your ears of thinking that you want to have some major change, some brand new stuff that you want to seriously draw closer into God's presence and move well beyond what Bible studies, well beyond what worship gives you, but you really want to get into a close connection with God. And there's no better place to start that than what we see God offering to Joshua. Probably not new to you this morning either, but those words of Joshua chapter 1, verse 6, and then continuing through the book of Joshua, somewhere about 11 different times, be strong and courageous. Starting something new, whether it's our attitude, or whether it's our behavior, whether it's a commitment or a move to a brand new place, whether it's new roles, whether it's new jobs, it requires strength that we find in our muscles, but also requires courage, and it requires bravery on all of our parts. We oftentimes think about our church starting new things. We oftentimes think about our church reaching out to new people and reaching out and going into new places, but it's because the only way that the church is able to do that, the only way that Grace Point is able to start new things is because of people like you who determine of themselves and say, yes, God is calling me. God is leading me. God has given me this vision of new people and new places and has inspired me to grow enough, much like Joshua, to see a new promised land that our church can connect with, to see a new promised land that our church can reach. And what God reminds Joshua, all that it takes from any of us is strength and courage. Strength not only to talk about it, but also strength to go forward. Courage that really does pour out from your heart. And you've already heard, this is one of those things, this is one of those words that stays with me. You've already heard that I shared it with our kids. I would love to tell you that I put together a children's moment and I thought about those things, about, you know, pointing them out, about our muscles that we have in our arms and then our hearts like that. That was the Holy Spirit. That was a prayer time that happened this week. That was not my curriculum that I designed for them like that. But courage, it really does. It comes from courage. It was a French word that means speak one's mind by telling all of one's heart. And we live, and we are surrounded, and most of the time we're so used to it. We live in a world that is built around attention. In fact, people have talked about this, that we are part of an attention economy, where we're constantly looking for those breakthrough moments. You'll see it. You see it all over the place. But those breakthrough moments, they get the most attention for the longest amount of time. And unfortunately, what happens in that attention economy is that we hear lots of opinions. How many of you hear lots of opinions of people telling you, yeah, this is what would be best for you? You can even pay. You can pay a subscription of $9.99 a month for people to tell you this is what would be best for you. You can pay a whole lot more for that too. But sometimes opinions that are given quick, loud, sometimes inaccurate opinions in an effort to just be first, in an effort to be the first voice out there, the most widely heard, the most widely read opinion that is there. Lots of speaking one's mind. Would you agree that there is lots of speaking one's mind? But what about telling all of one's heart? And I mean even us, even as Christians, being part of this, even as disciples, being part of this world. Sometimes we even hold back our hearts. We give an opinion, but it doesn't really reveal our heart. Courage. And the kind of courage that God is inviting us to embrace. The kind of courage that God was inviting Joshua to live. And it really was. It's going to be the next step in Joshua's life. Courage comes from the heart. This is what God is inviting Joshua to do as a leader with Moses as he continues to mourn a friend and a mentor who has now died in our own efforts, much like Joshua. It takes strength and courage to really be able to look and start something new, speaking, using our strength while speaking from our hearts. And we're reminded. We're reminded in the Psalms. We're reminded that we are able to do this. Psalm 119, verse 11, reminds us, "Thy word have I hid in my heart." Much like Joshua, there are already words of life, words that God has already hidden in our lives. There is a superpower that we are able to tap into going into this new year. And that's what I hope, that over last week and over this week, that you hear some of the words that I'm sharing with you. But I hope that you're also discovering some of those words that God has already hidden in your heart. It is well known that right after Thanksgiving, the Friday after Thanksgiving, I had an accident when we were away and we were on vacation. Fell completely flat on my back. I tripped and fell on my back. And it was a fall that was hard enough to knock the breath out of me. And I am extraordinarily grateful for nurse practitioners and for physicians and for x-rays that remind me, it hurts a whole lot, but nothing's broken. And I know some of you have been that place before. Hurts a whole lot, it's bruising, it's going to take some time, but nothing's hurt. And one of the things that I found, and it's something that some of you have already discovered and have discovered for a while, but when you find yourself in a place like that, when you find yourself when you're in pain and you're recovering like that, these words that are hidden in our hearts that we don't even think about, these words that God has given us in other moments and for other purposes, all of a sudden they come bubbling up to the top. And for me, it was Psalm 139, verse 14. "I praise you because I am fearfully and wonderfully made." And what was really coming to fruition in my life, what was really hitting me in my life, is how amazing our bodies really are created by God. And how the ability to recover and the ability to heal, how powerful that is of what God can do. But all of us have words like that. All of us have words that are contained in our hearts where we have done the very things that we are doing in this moment. When we have given ourselves to reading Scripture. When we have talked to one another in a place like this. This is, in fact, immediately after "Be strong and courageous," that God invites Joshua to embrace, study the book of instruction. Continually meditate on it day and night so you will be sure to obey everything that is written in it. Only then will you prosper and succeed in all that you do. And notice that. Notice what God is inviting Joshua to do, to study, to meditate, to obey. And then God says, only then are you going to prosper. Only then are you going to succeed. That taking this book, studying, meditating, obeying the words that are in this book, that's when you prosper. That's when you succeed. That's always a way that when we're stuck, always a way that when we don't know where else to turn, always an opportunity for us to say, what is God leading me to study, to meditate on, and obey? Because that's how we know that we can prosper. That's how we know that we can succeed. In fact, further in the Old Testament, in Psalm 119, "Thy word," meaning again, these words, "Thy word is a lamp unto my feet and a light unto my path." See, we know it. We know that these words have the potential of life. We know that this word has the potential to bring life, that God's word is a living book. But what is so easy to forget is that studying, meditating, obeying, actually doing what Scripture says, that's what begins to change our hearts. It's what begins to change our lives because it's formative over time. This is how we gain insight. This is how we gain clarity. And so as we make this connection between a living word And as we make this connection of studying, meditating, obeying, and seeking that prosperity, seeking that success, what is the new thing? What is a new thing that you are going to start? A new thing that you are going to start in a brand new year? And I recognize you may not be ready right now. I'm living with this for a couple of months now. But if you were, because that's what I think that God has the power to do in our lives. If you were put on the spot in this moment and recognizing that God not only hears our voices, but hears the very desires of our hearts. If you were put on the spot in this moment, what would be the new thing? What would be something new? Something new that you're going to start? What would be that new, maybe a new place, maybe new people, maybe a new attitude, maybe less fighting and more listening, maybe more true courage, less opinion and more speaking from the heart. You know, there's this wonderful verse of scripture that comes in Ephesians chapter 4, verse 26. You've probably heard this scripture before. Be you angry and sin not. You know. We get mad, we get angry, and then don't let it lead to sin. Again, Ephesians chapter 4, verse 26. So you study it, you meditate on it. You can do that. But how about obeying it? How about obeying the be you angry and then sin not, getting mad and not letting it lead? This is what I'm talking about. God does know the desires of our hearts. God knows the place that we're at right now. And we may have a feeling, we may have a sense, and I invite you in this moment that if there is that feeling or that sense of something new that is just coming to the surface of this moment that we're in together, don't dismiss it. Sit with it. Sit with it for a moment. Then invite God to guide you into that place where you need to study, meditate, and obey. Because as the scripture reminds us, only then will we be prosperous. Only then will we succeed in what God has invited us to do. And so don't dismiss where we are in this moment. And ask God to lead you to that new that you are going to start in a brand new year. Let's bow our heads. Let's pray together. Oh Lord, we thank you that in the midst of silence and in the midst of noise, we thank you, oh God, that your voice can continually be heard. I pray and ask, oh God, that you will equip every single one of us who are here today, as well as all those who are online, that you may, O God, that you may strengthen us, that you may grant us courage, O God, the kind of courage that, Lord, that can only come from you, and that you will let us, O God, not be afraid to start something new, to not be afraid, O God, to begin something new in our lives, in our world, in our community, and even at Grace Point. Lord, as we give of ourselves to you, teach us, O God, what it means to meditate. Teach us what it means to study. Teach us what it means to obey your word. I pray this all in Christ's name. Amen.